from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We bless God for His grace upon our life. It's another beautiful day in the presence of the Most High God. Today, the 25th day in the month of September, we glorify the Most High God for His mercy, for His kindness, for the grace that the Lord has given unto us to witness another day. We bless God. This is part of the Lord's doing. A part of His doing is that He will be our God as we remain His people. We remain His children. God has vouched that He will be our God. And it's God's grace that has been lifting us, sending us forth, doing great and mighty things in our life. And the glory of His name shall never dwindle but increase. With this I say, good morning. As many, let's go to a celebration corner. Let's celebrate with those that are having their celebration today. Their birthday, 25th day. Precisely 3 months to Christmas now. Brethren, I decree and declare that as your days, so shall your strength be in the mighty name of Jesus. You will go on rejoicing and celebrating the great grace of God. The mighty hand of the Lord shall continually manifest upon your life. Wherever you go, you will see the mighty hand of God. It is well with you, it is well with your ways, it is well with your home. The blessing that surpasses human reason and understanding shall go on manifesting upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Greater heights in Jesus' mighty name. As you celebrate your birthday, you will be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. Happy birthday. Now to those that have their anniversary today, we join you in your anniversary. As we join you celebrating that anniversary, whatever, you know, we have diverse anniversaries today. Whatever is yours, we belong, we celebrate with you. We thank God on your behalf and more achievement, because anniversary is an achievement. You will achieve great things again that will want to be celebrated even in the land of the living in Jesus' mighty name. Happy anniversary. Now let's go to the word of the Lord for today. You know, we've been talking about His doing. Let's go into the word of the Lord for today. The doing of the Lord. You know, God in His infinite mercy has made it a point. Yes, He has made it a point. Point of what? Of doing great and mighty things in our life. Great and mighty things. The Lord has decided to do great and mighty things in our life. And that's what the Lord has been doing. And He will continue to do great and mighty things in our life in Jesus' mighty name. The power and the grace of God that surpasses human reason and understanding shall manifest more in the mighty name of Jesus. It will manifest more and more upon our life, upon our ways, upon our everything. The power of His grace will manifest. We will go on celebrating God. If you look into the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 7, this is where the Lord realigned the life of Abraham. And we are Abraham's seed. So Abraham's blessing belongs to us. Hear what the Lord says here. He said, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee." That's what qualified us. It's the Lord's doing. It's in His covenant that we are rejoicing. Because His covenant, we say, will be for all time. He said His covenant will be with Abraham and his children that will come after him. That is generation unto generation. We are Abraham's seed. And the Lord said, not only us, but those that are coming behind us. So this thing has never stopped concerning a generation. You are a blessed generation. You are enjoying the blessing of the Lord. We are celebrating the grace of God upon our life. And He said He will be our God. That's why He has been fighting our battle. We are not the one fighting. Nobody will they fight. But now we they do what? Now we they win. We are not the one fighting the battle. It's God that is fighting the battle, and we are the one winning. Brethren, the Lord said it again. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26, Deuteronomy 26, 17 to 19, read, "Shall thou as avouch the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandment and his judgment, and to hearken unto his voice. That's what we have done. We have determined, we have made up our mind, we have declared, we have said it, that we will do the will of God for the rest of our life. It will do everything to keep his statutes, to keep his covenants, to walk in his ways. And the Lord in return, in verse 18 said, and the Lord has avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people. Hallelujah. As he has promised to thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. Do you see that? God is at peace with us. He has just given us that grace that we should keep his commandment, and he will continue to manifest over our life. That's why we are moving forward. I declare today, the Lord has avouched. He has given us the promise to move us forward. We are moving forward. We are peculiar people. We are not ordinary. We are not just. We are real human beings. Peculiar people. And the Lord said in that verse 19, he said, and to make thee high above all nations, which he hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken. My brethren, don't be shaken. Remain unshakable. Wait on him. Hold on to God. Christ has come to merge us together. Christ has come to be the bridge for our life. Christ has come to make things work for us. Christ has come to turn things around for us. You are a blessed person. You are a special people. You are peculiar. You are holy in the name of Jesus. No evil will locate us in Jesus' mighty name. The blessing of the Lord is manifesting greatly upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus. We are blessed, lifted, and connected in Jesus' mighty name. Greater heights. We are moving forward and we are going faster. We are expanding, breaking forth to the left, to the right, front. Deep down, we are making roots into the ground. Branches everywhere. Seed everywhere. Favor everywhere that attracts fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. We are blessed. We are not paupers. The doing of the Lord is to make it rich without adding any sorrow to it. Remain blessed. You are lifted. Let me stop here today. Go and enjoy the blessing of the Lord. We are walking in his doing. He is his doing, and it's marvelous in our sight. Let me stop here. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I said, enjoy pleasant surprises of God. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.